angry people are people that haven't released it back to God. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. But when you refuse to release it back to God and you insist on carrying it yourself, you become an angry, bitter, unhappy person. You're not happy. Life is bitter. People get on your nerves. Well, that was a strong one right there. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Worse yet, you get on your own nerves. Can't live with yourself, and nobody else can live with you either. I better move on, huh? Yeah. But I want to tell you, and I came to tell you, God has set aside a time for grieving. And when we avoid the grieving process, it is difficult to heal. People walk into churches like this every Sunday morning, and they are brokenhearted. They have not healed. They are carrying things that have been carrying them for a long time. If you could hear their story and what they've gone through and what they've seen and what they've endured, you probably would be sad too if you were still carrying that. Ooh, I feel the Spirit of God in here. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. A purpose for everything, everything of God. Choosing to feel grief and loss is important for us because it allows us to experience the joy the Father has for us. Psalms 34:18, what is that? The Lord is nigh. He's close to those who are of a broken heart.